again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, my wife, the lady I love and adore. You're in violation of the law. I did get a DVD back today. This one was sent to Kozlowski family. Obviously, it was meant for you and our kids. May I remind you, you signed a document on Zadok's first birthday, that very day. I have the signature. It's online. I have the link is in. Will be with today's email. It states, it's a quote of the law that you appeal to. It says, the right to this right of parents, the right to unimpeded telephone conversation with the child at least twice a week at reasonable times for reasonable durations. Two, the right to send mail to the child with the other parent, which the other parent shall not open or censor. Dorothy Jane, you're in violation of man's law in both cases. You also, I did mention that your the funds that you've require from me includes George, who is 21, and Julia, who's a mom of two. I did not mention, but it also includes Tirza, who obviously hasn't been there in a whole long time. You're a thief. You're in violation of man's law. And of course, in God's law, complete violation. You know, I mentioned 1 Corinthians 6 in many ways, but the fundamental, there's no love. You're not showing any love. You're appealing to the idea that Jesus is the Redeemer, and that's true. Jesus is the Redeemer of his elect, and you're showing that you're spitting in his face. The man who loves you, me, is going to tell you the truth. Dorothy Jane, you need to repent. You need to repent. What you're doing is cruel. It's cruel not only to me, but to George, Susanna, Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok. And you set the role model, obviously, for Eric Lee and Jack to say, God doesn't mean anything, and I don't know where our things are with Tirza and Julia. But clearly, the role model you're setting is the role model of someone who says, I am God, not the Lord Jesus Christ, because I make the rules. I'm sorry, the Lord Jesus Christ makes the rules, and we're called to follow them. Follow them fully as best we can, and if we can't love, and if we appeal to man, and don't even be obedient to that, we're showing hate, and we're showing that we're not part of the elect. We're showing we have no hope. I'm not going to give you fluff because I love you. You've abandoned me for almost 10 years. What you're doing is cruel to yourself, most of all, because you are denying the grace that the Lord offers that is only seen by those who don't spit in his face. You're denying the grace that's been offered by your husband for ages, for years now. You know me. You know how much of a priority in my life you are. That hasn't changed. And that will not change till the day I die. You know that. I assumed this would arrive. And I don't doubt, if I go out to the mailbox right now, there's probably another one, isn't there? You're in violation of man's law. Stop. The stuff that I send to our kids, if you censor it, you're being an unloving mother and a disobedient person claiming to follow Christ. You're showing that you say, Lord, Lord, didn't I do wonderful things in your name? The way I took my kids away from their dad without just cause. And you know the rest of that story. I've pointed it out many times. My lady, I'm not trying to offer you fluff. I'm trying to offer you love beyond anyone else walking this planet. The person who loves you is not your dad, and it's not you. It's me. My lady, repent. I love you, and I want you back.